Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. We'll do a Father's Day call-in now on how you have changed by being the father of a girl. Who among you dads of girls, dads of daughters, want to bite on this? How have you changed by being the father of a girl? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. There's that new Pixar film opening today, Inside Out, that takes place inside the head of an 11-year-old girl. What goes on in that space? What goes on for you as a dad as a result of what goes on in that space and how you learn from it? Father's Day call-in for dads of girls. How has it changed you to be a father of a girl? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. So in Inside Out, 11-year-old Riley's brain is controlled by five emotions: fear, anger, disgust, sadness, and joy. They are the characters in her internal dialogue, and as the New York Times tells us, joy reigns supreme out of those five emotions. The director, Peter Docter, was on the Leonard Lopate show yesterday, and he talked about his own 11-year-old daughter. Let's hear a bit of that.
My daughter, she was about 11. Her name is Ellie. And she did the voice of young Ellie in Up, if you remember that film at the very beginning, the spirited, spunky kid who, you know, is running around like a crazy person with hair out to there. And my daughter was actually kind of like that as a young kid, and she was getting older and more quiet and withdrawn. And I went through some really difficult times as a kid at about that age. And so I was kind of keeping an eye on her going, oh, I know what she's going through. And it was really that inspiration of thinking about, like, what's going on inside your head that led to the formation of this story.
And here's a little bit of the trailer from Inside Out, 11-year-old Riley with her mom and dad.
Ah, so, Riley, how was school?
School was great, all right?
Riley, is everything okay?
Riley, I do not like this new attitude.
What is your problem? Just leave me alone.
I don't know where this disrespectful attitude came from.
Just shut up!
That's it. Go to your room. Good job.
All right. So we could do a whole other call-in on being the parent of an 11-year-old. But the question is, for Father's Day, how have you changed by being the father of a girl? Inside Out as Exhibit A. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. We'll take your calls right after this. There on WNYC. Okay, dads of daughters getting ready to celebrate Father's Day. How has having been a father to a daughter, to a girl, changed you? 212-433-9692. And Diego in Newark, you're on WNYC. Hey, Diego.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. What do you want to say?
Well, I want to say that it changed my life. It made all the struggles of women a lot closer to me. It's not like I didn't care before. I was aware of the differences and how they go through life. But, you know, you can't worry about everybody's problems. So it felt a little bit more distant. I didn't know it at the time.
Any particular example that comes to mind?
Yes, the income inequality, like difference in pay, how they are abused in other countries and they are raped, or they are looked down and they don't have the same rights, how they, even in here in this country, like when they go to college, they kind of think they have to deal with. I was aware of all those things, but not so much. Like,
yes.
I didn't know I wasn't so aware. I thought, well, this is women's fight to fight, and they are smart enough and strong enough to fight it, and they don't they need me on their side, but not fighting it for them.
Diego, thank you very much. Yeah, suddenly it's my fight, right? Suddenly it's your fight, kind of like what we were talking about with race earlier. When does this become not their fight, but everybody's fight? Gabe in Norwalk, you're on WNYC. Hi, Gabe.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call. when you asked the question, my first response is, well, I'm much more suspicious of men. I have two daughters, a 13 and a 4-year-old, and I certainly, and especially with a 13-year-old, I'm dealing with the mindset of young boys. But I also felt like, as a father, I had to sort of reexamine my own ideas of what masculinity means, certainly, and to look at ways to nurture, the attitudes and the responses that are not typically considered masculine, and that being gentleness, patience, not overreacting. So I think for me, that has been the largest response and shift that I've had to make in my own parenting.
Thank you so much. Adam in Huntington, you're on WNYC. Hi, Adam.
Hi, Brian. Yeah, I have a similar to the last call. My daughters are 13 and 6, and I've never had a son, so I don't know if having a son would change the way I'm a father. But with my 13-year-old, what's really interesting is watching how she reacts as a teenage girl to her environment, because obviously, I was a teenage boy, and I'm always trying to give her advice on the boy's point of view when she talks about how the boys in her class are acting. And with my 6-year-old, she's into soccer and dinosaurs and Lego. And for her, at this point, I try and just, impress upon her that it's okay. It's just because generally those are things that maybe boys like. It's very strong for girls to like those things, too, and math and architecture. She likes all that stuff, and I try and push her towards those things, even though those might be considered boy activities.
And how has it changed you that you have these two daughters? How is it, you're talking about how you're being a dad to your two daughters. How has it changed you that you've had two girls and no sons?
Well, I think it's just opened my eyes to, my house is nothing but girls, from my dog down to my guinea pigs. It's all girls in the house.
You have guinea pigs?
I think it's just made me more aware of the role that men and women play, and I see my daughters growing up and the interest that they take. It's fun for me to see both my daughters have strong interest, and I want them to excel and exceed in what was used to be a man's world, I guess.
Thank you very much, Adam. I appreciate it. Phil in White Plains, you're on WNYC. Hi, Phil.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Brian. Questioner earlier said, you have a specific story. And the idea simply is that, I had five daughters. They're all grown. Three of them are married and grandchildren, granddaughters. And the idea is that I will always say to them that they taught me, just the children in general, but they taught me more than I ever imparted to them. And one of the things was, in terms of as a man, I was, on the typical sort of male knucklehead. And the idea is that these guys, these girls, they, you're seeing it from a whole different perspective, all of these issues, employment, education, and you see how it's similar to sort of to race in a way, in that they're treated a little bit differently than, you expect as a man. And, it's been a lifetime of education for me, and it's a great gift. And, I just, on Father's Day, I just say thank you. But, We have, I will say this as a short story. When my wife was pregnant, I used to sing My Boy Bill from Carousel. And so every year, on my oldest daughter, I always sing her that song. And it was like, in terms of the special nature of women and the excitement of, living with them 35 years.
You were singing My Boy Bill when your wife was pregnant. So you were pretty confident it was going to come out the other way, weren't you?
Well, we all, and I will say this, that if I've been asked the question once, I've been asked it 1,000 times. It's did you want a son? Is that why you had five children? I was like, no, actually, no. I was very, very happy with my little girls, and it was fun. We grew up under Title IX. We experience sports, we experience a real expansion in terms of women's issues and they're in the front line today in terms of being reproductively aware and out there today in a very sort of a revisionist world right now. So a lot of your other issues today are very much there, but we really need to embrace our women because they're really great. We love them, and thank you for the show.
And Phil, thank you for the call, and happy Father's Day all you dads out there. And thanks for those of you with daughters, some of you calling and sharing how the experience has changed you.